Hocam bana ne vasaya tamne sen barışı ruhu.
So for the sake of all mother sentient beings, equaling the limits of space, must attain the state of full Buddhahood by every means. And for this purpose, I shall now listen to the teachings of the graduated path enlightenment. So please adjust your motivation in such a way and listen in an appropriate manner. So then, what the Dharma we're listening to is the that which embodies the 84,000 types of dharmas taught by the Buddha, and which is the Lumbrium, the graduated path enlightenment. And so within this, then we have taught about the root of the path, which is relying on the spiritual master. And having relied on the spiritual master, how to lead the students to the actual instructions. So here, how to actually train the mind in the path. And then within this, we have come to the point about refuting misconceptions about meditation. So therefore, in the text, it continues to say that when one engages in too much analysis with discerning wisdom, and during the time when one is engaging, when one is cultivating calm abiding and trying to achieve single-pointed concentration, then that actually harms the practice of single-pointed concentration. So when one is trying to cultivate that, and if one uses too much analysis of the object of meditation during that particular type of practice, then Lamak Tsongkhapa says here that it is true that it actually harms the stabilizing meditation practice, the force of the stabilizing meditation practice, and it is in accordance with the intentions of the previous masters in their writings. So here, Lama Tsongkhapa then uses the example of a skilled craftsman, a goldsmith. And when a goldsmith acquires gold firstly, then they go through different processes of purifying the gold of its impure contents, such as burning the gold within fire and washing it within water in order to remove its impurities and stains, and then having achieved the final product, which is pure gold, then molds or fashions it into various decorative ornaments. So here, Lama Tsongkhapa says that prior to meditation or actual practice of cultivating calm abiding, then one needs to use one's discerning wisdom to analyze and contemplate on things such as the cause and the results of negative actions, such as when one engages in negative actions, in the cause which is engaging negative actions, then how one reaps the results of rapid result of rebirth in the lower realms and having to experience the sufferings of those lower realms. So in this way, and also one contemplates the suffering, the faults of cyclic existence, and this way one makes one's mind displeased or disenchanted towards these objects. So in this process, Lama Tsongkhapa compares this to like burning gold in fire, whereby the impurities of gold are eliminated, relinquished through being processed in high heat and burnt in fire. So therefore, when one is accomplishing calm abiding practice, then the two major obstacles to accomplishing this practice is mental sinking or dullness or excitement or agitation, mental agitation. So these two are the major obstacles. So one way of clearing away one of these obstacles, mental excitement, is through contemplating the above mentioned things, such as cause and effect of negative actions and suffering and cyclic existence. In this way, then one is able to bring down one's mind, to settle in meditation, to reduce the amount of agitation in the mind or scattering thought in the mind. So here one meditates on these topics to cause the mind to be disenchanted.
So
So if you have the text, we're at the bottom of page 114 and top of page 115. So here, when one is cultivating karma abiding, then also prior to that, one can contemplate using the discerning wisdom to analyze and contemplate the qualities of karma abiding, and then also contemplate the benefits of properly relying, the benefits to be reaped, or the advantages of to be reaped from the practice of properly relying on a spiritual master. And also one contemplates on the benefit of the precious human rebirth with its various freedoms and endowments, richnesses. The one also contemplates the qualities of its rituals, and one contemplates the cause and results of positive actions, virtuous actions, how they cause one to achieve happiness and higher rebirths, and happiness in general. So by thinking in this way, then one's mind becomes uplifted, you know, it's uplifted into a state of happiness, a state of joy and happiness. So in general, by contemplating all these virtuous things, such as the cause and results of white karma and so forth, then this causes us to be mentally uplifted. So Lam Tsongkhapa says that if we use our discriminative wisdom, our discerning wisdom, to meditate on these positive things, then through remembering these positive things, then it clears away mental discouragement or mental thinking. So then this is similar to the process of purifying gold through washing it in water. So therefore, as one mentioned, one can see there are these two sections mentioned before. As mentioned before, when one contemplates the faults of cyclical existence, one's mind becomes disenchanted or lowered, you know. And when one contemplates on the qualities of the three jewels and so forth, these virtuous things, then our mind experiences joy and gets uplifted. So therefore, when one is, if one is able to do these two things, you know, types of meditation, properly, then one is able to clear away the two major obstacles to achieving single-pointed concentration. The first, as mentioned before, being thinking thought, you know, the thinking thought or dullness of the mind, whereby the mind is unable to clearly meditate on the focus on the object of meditation. So by thinking of positive things, you know, then this uplifts the mind and enables one to engage in the practice of single-pointed concentration, and also clears away the fault of excitement or distraction during the state of mental agitation, whereby one's mind is constantly wandering from object to another and cannot settle on the object of focus. So therefore, these two ways, these two types of meditation, you know, one is able to use them to clear away these two major obstacles to accomplishing single-pointed concentration, and therefore they're very useful. So here, Lama Tsongkhapa, in order to show that all these presentations here are not his own mere creations, he quotes from the scriptures classical scriptures to support this or to prove this point, to show the source, the purity of the source of this information.
Yes. Mena gawang gawe nomang kyeba jege pangi de sera ngo shi tumane ni maden jume de tuju de merse ji chu chu na jen de 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 chaba ni shin le so ni so ji mo so de ji ban jote de lan gawang gawe nomang kyeba de de me so ji bi tin gar ji jen ji jen jen nam ba jen de wa de ju ba ji ba de jen de nam ji bi jin gong de sen de nam sen na so tumane ni ma la me chu ban ji chu ba che na nyom mu ji ji me de ba me so ban ji ta ge ye so ngo ma gawa ngo de so ban ji ji ngo mar gawa che na nam ji ba de sen de che ne so de ha de so Kanda kanda la ngibar juma jeba teda teda shen nyevan juwa tan shen nadu mo bata meyo bata mungo vinjo shi chetar sambe tong yon tamo dupisin rovanyan joro shi son so yenyo sambe bache la ten chabar nebe ten yin jin ka chen yu zogon ni nyin te chingwa du gomba ten la kuncho la zu yon ten tong lo shu cha la jingriwa yon na chingwa juba shun de la te di yin bo ne yon ten tong we go ne sambe sem toba yin bar chade dumi sambe shi ro Metaba the Dongan also be Nimim, Tommy Low Shooter, Junior, and Goba Jibashin Latte. Goban and Dochaji Charto, the same Yuan Yimbi, ten Yimbo, the Chushin Agora, Yon to Money Sumbi Cheros, and that is the Indrosaji. Tina, Shinin Latte, Bajuan, eh, Jusim Juan, and Chila, Chetam Lu, Mon Lu Combatism, the Kibajibi, thing in the Temple of Della, the Ruba Yino, in Batat, and the Indu Tanda, Namrin Go. 신인 대바중원에 송대 근데 이게 심지가 육심중원 대발라는 소소도 비시럽지 찌엔 제자 뭐마 공부했나 대삼지 근데 개바지 비팅인지 그렇다고 그래서 송아님 내가도 그렇게 한 상태예요.
So here at the bottom of page 115. Lama Tsongkhapa says that from the beginning of the path, relying on the spiritual master, proper reliance on the spiritual master, and then ending with the bodhicitta mind, the mind of enlightenment. You know, this in all these the different topics in between, as one the degree to which one engages with this discerning wisdom in these topics, by analyzing these topics. With discerning wisdom, the extent that one does that, you know, then to that same extent also one will be able to easily attain the firm concentrations which please the learned. And one is able to achieve such very stable meditative concentrations which are in accordance with the spirit of the learned ones.
ちんごにのちゃわちらちんちゃんぐいしんまなんでべなまこまけばなんかじむばかんぼばてえむこなにしちょんせどんどてんじじのんかすばばなんじとなめめはでさなこなままのみすんじじんでたかばんちえちんちんちしばしげにんしばしでしばなちゅじろんこんどこでさんばなおかすんばねしんどれしんめび Tari mipi kawi yin san nin bui sam le cha me rong te tene tu sami zi nyamne ye tui shi chui mong de xe pa de nyamne ye ka ni gawan zimi lo to yin bi xe ro mong jo xe pa de nyamne ye xe xe pa sim da ren nong ye chung ji nye wa du pa rin ma gui du xa wo nima rita yogum je bi kawi la ta xe ne du gui arwa yin xe ne du gui arwa yin ta tui kawi la ching gu ni do cha wa xe ni chung go re And that data masse in the sort of shiro ji jen, a jigum chain to gonan yo, chingoni to chava chin the jongo res, song him, but jigum gavlan yo, ritalo, chingo jim on the somba yena, a preying eva, a temple jin jin to marrow, then they into chingo to chava chin the jongo res. In but that chin chibi chena. Mengan tibi lama koma keba namji, ini kare shegi wa yinna kaam boba sita maasunya tiso yinbari. Ti miko la kasi yigi shinye tenzo kala sabji yon nongji, ngiba jebi chari chungsi tui te sheba. Ini chungsan do tui te tenba ase yaji. Da ngiba jebi chedu do tong, ten juji long kapsi baba te che chong. ね、そう。あ、てんでてんしえんでこな。え、ちんちしんけんじけ、にんしんけ、だにんしんけてんでしばいな。え、ちゅしさでじゃでこな。え、ろんじわてばのしんじ。え、ねこでそそさま、さんのとめにな、てがせんよ、あ、かごです。すんまれ。
ママコマンギ、ソヤテ、カデシナヤンギシソ。あ、そうだ。あれ、どうてんじゅうのんてそ、コンロ。あ、ママコマンギ、アカデミキジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジジ
나오나 높지 차이인 걸 했어.
So here, then at the top of page 116, then Lama Tsongkhapa says that when one is meditating, the essence of what Lama Tsongkhapa says is when one is engaging in placement meditation or stabilizing meditation, then when one completes their practice, you know, then one achieves the calm abiding state that is free of the two faults of laxity and excitement. However, when one is using discerning wisdom to analyze the various topics of the path enlightenment, one also needs to do that in a state that is free from these two faults of laxity and excitement. If one were to engage in analysis, that is mental analysis that is of the, I'm sorry, if one is to engage in mental analysis on the topics of the path that is mixed with a mind that is mixed with these two faults of laxity and excitement, then one's mind would not be able to be firm, you know, one would not be able to definitely take hold or to master that topic, you know, with a single-pointed understanding. So therefore, when one is engaging in Dharma practice, here Lama Tsongkhapa says that the previous master have advised, you know, that when there is a teacher teaching the Dharma, you know, a teacher that knows how to teach the Dharma, and when there is a student that knows how to actually listen to the Dharma properly, you know, then in light of such an environment, you know, it says here the classroom, but in Tibetan word means chodra, which means a place where the Dharma is being taught, you know. So under such circumstances, under conditions of a teacher that knows how to teach and a disciple that knows how, or a student that knows how to listen, then there is, it's easier to generate understanding or realizations it says here to transform their minds. So it's easier to bring about actual mental transformation, you know, transformation of their minds as compared to those who engage in meditation on the path on their own alone. Yes. So because these instructions or teachings are adorned with the instructions of the previous Kadampa masters, therefore, if one were to listen to these teachings under the circumstances whereby there's a teacher that knows how to teach and the disciple knows how to listen, then one is able to generate more experience than a disciple or someone who does a contemplation of these teachings on their own.
Mm. 다시네 공부감나 어 엔도인 전도 중보진의 공부에 오르와 이제 다 추 전인제비 감나 진보도 잡아고 그래서 근데 다리 미비 감이 있었네 무슨 제비 잠면 무슨 잠면 이제 소보원도 뭐 로 중보 맞이야지 소보원도 뭐 전에 되는 지금 말해 가르치잖아 근데 제 앞에 투 섬지 투 냠냠지 투 이시 ちゅうもんでしゃべるにゃんねんじかみんがべやがばんてみるのとおりですにゃんずねんよりこんなちんごとちょばちょんごりちょんねんじべかぶなちんのたんほうせちんのちんごおんどまんろわてんでちんぼてこわまれぶーさんちんのちぐりですしんけんちょまんがべわんでてたにゃんねんじかぶたんちゅうもんでしゃべかぶたにゃんねんじかみんがばんてみるのとおりてんでちゃじわまれちゅうしゃべかぶなたんぷげにゃんねんじえであるてとんだてにゃんずねんこぐよりにざつんごとちょばちょんごりせやちんまる
So, in general, one is engaging in the cultivation of calm abiding. Then, at that point of time, one's mind is free from both laxity and mental excitement. So, when one is engaging in the actual analytical meditations itself, also one's mind needs to be free from both distractions. Therefore, here Lama Tsongkhapa says that it's improper to say that there's a separate time for meditation and a time for study and reflection. So when one is actually practicing, one needs the mind that is free from free from laxity and excitement. And when one is engaging in analysis of the teachings, then one needs a similar state of mind also. So to say that the time for study and reflection and the time for practice, that these two are like two separate things, is a misconception.
Indita, at the end of the Sheba Tamji, and Lanen the Cheshiva, some doubt of non payers. In that day, the boy, Lipachimboyani, at the Nichi again, near to Guramato, and it, boy, Lipachim Jun, the Tendigani, and Lamsone, near to Marva. Tendi in the Sheba Tamji, and the Chamber, some doubt of non payers. In the Jonji never do part of your good Javos, in the Tendi.
被结婚这些人呢，那看看娘们结的多嘛的，但是现在娘们结的多，对对的，苦都吃不到，少都吃不到，是吧？你们的，你们这中间你们对吧？苦都吃不到，送吧，现在啊，这个人等到，那边，谁去嘛？人们想弄，啊，人等到，人们用那么些的说，提供嘛了，你们的供把钱呢？怎么？
So then the middle paragraph says that, however, those who know how to bring all these explanations into practice seem barely to exist at all. So here in the Lamrim Chenmo, then there are so many different objects of knowledge in which there are various citations or quotations from these scriptures of the Buddha, in the Buddha's actual words, and also quoting the various sayings, you know, of the various Kadampa masters, the great Kadampa masters. So when one is practicing, you know, for a person to be able to bring all these various explanations into actual practice, you know, it seems very difficult because some people's minds, you know, do not necessarily have the sufficient amount of capacity or ability, you know, to cultivate the path in such an extensive way to be able to definitely grasp, you know, the path, the essence of the path, you know, in such a way. But therefore, here Lama Tsongkhapa says that you should also create another concise presentation of what to sustain in meditation. So here the concise presentations can have appeared after Lama Tsongkhapa, such as in the different commentaries, the different forms of Lamrim, like the essence of refined goal, you know, other Lamrim commentaries, such as essence of refined goal, the actual Manjushri's own words, you know, the swift path, as well as the path to bliss and so forth. So these are the various more concise presentations of the objects of meditation, in the path to enlightenment, Lamrim, concise Lamrim. Yes.
송라감제 명화든 잘만 잘네. 중선들랑 이거 님만이 코니지스에 번 나신 대노나 마종반은 따지미드 농화 용처 나 렌드 좀 하는 게 너무 고민스러운 게 거는 좀 미션도 다르지. 총나마 원한 놈비 제발되는 왕국은 너는 세 모두 독이 되다는 마음에서 중선도 독이 없어 시스인도 임마다 덴데체는 난다 중서 근데 소소도 비시르지 제니 중서다 근데 뭐 봐도 제지의 내빈 요금제서 덴데게 중서 때 시위이나 근데 손으로 담지던 화도 잡아대요 용기를 해서 근데 다 손으로 왜 더 시행이 되고 나는 그래서 제니 공서 어머 송기하러 근데 리비 제지는 송기하러 다 리비 제지는 송기인데 대 검색하는 거 말했잖아. 아니 송라 당하도 거두고 말아. 근데 이 말했다. 송라 당하도 잘 통해도 돼. 중선들 단다들라. 이번에 만약 코니지스 제가 제기를 했어. 이 말에 송말에. 이제 다 중선 대가 거기 송한 놈이 소도도 시럽지 째는 검윤두. 가세 제바체 아니나 대점지 지스
So here, in the last paragraph on 116, Amatongkhapa says that whether you understand that all of the scriptures are personal instructions, follows only from whether you know this meditative process. So regards to the meditative process, here it mentions, it refers to one's explained birth, such as using the discerning wisdom to engage in mental analysis, and also the stabilizing meditation, such as focusing, stabilizing one's mind and then single-pointedly and then object focus. So when one is able to engage in these two, when one has a complete understanding of these two processes, then naturally all the scriptures will appear, to be personal instructions for the individual practitioner. So in general, within the scriptures, it mentions various ways of using different modes of logic to engage in analysis, and therefore meditating in such a way, using various ways of analytical meditation. So if one says that, if one were to say that if one meditates on these instructions, one will not understand it, then this is this shows that one does not have the experience of all the scriptures appearing as personal instructions. So therefore it says here in this line, whether you understand all the scriptures are personal instructions, depends on whether you know this meditation process. So, as mentioned before, however much you engage in analytical meditation with your discerning wisdom, that much it benefits your practice also. It benefits your practice of calm abiding as well, complements your practice of calm abiding as well. So having known this, then this is when all the scriptures appear as personal instructions. So if you were to say that analytical meditation were to harm your practice of calm abiding and so forth, then this shows that you have not had this experience of the scriptures appearing as personal instructions.
Nimbarda, tanda jogum, jebe kamla,
So it says here, Namazahava says that many people have this misconception that when you are practice, when you engage in actual practice, one should not do a lot of analytical meditation. So even it says here, even those who have trained for a long time in the classic texts of the sutra and mantra vehicles, you know, the sutra path and the tantra path, you know, when they're reading the texts, you know, when they're learning these scriptural texts, then they, because there are many modes of logic being used, you know, to aid, you know, analytical meditation analysis of this path. But however, when it comes to the actual practice, you know, then they may also have the view that, you know, one should not do too much analytical meditation or it harms one's actual practice. They, if they were to do so, then they would have do become low. Yes. So the thing they want to do when it. That it harms to like calm body meditation, and when they have such a view, then there will be support the above mentioned misconceptions. I'm sorry, I missed that one part I mentioned before. It says here, what need is there to mention those who have not trained in scriptural collections? Yet the other people who have not trained in the scriptures, what more is there to mention of them being mistaken? So, therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa says that there's a need to establish this in a more detailed manner. However, he has not written more than just this. And that concludes the section of that portion.
So, no need to say those who haven't trained in the scriptures. Even those who have trained or studied for a long time in the great extensive scriptures, even they, when they meditate, when they actually meditate in the path, then they say all these analysis are obstacles to meditation. Then when they do that, then they actually contradict to what they have studied you know, the previous, you know, the extensive study what they've done with all the reasonings. So they become as the opposite to what they, to opposite to their own, the extensive scripture what they have studied, you know, with all the reasoning before. So this was, so become like that.
So then, after this portion, then it says here, now it's necessary to show the stages through which the guru leads the disciple, probably lies in the teachers previously explained. So then, having as the previous part portions of the text have explained on the way of relying properly on the spiritual master, as well as the way of meditation, way of actual practicing. And then now it goes into the actual part of the guru, you know, leading the students to train their minds, you know, in the stages of the path in a gradual manner. So first it begins with the human, precious human rebirth, and this is divided into two. First part is an exhortation to take full advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity, so exhorting the disciple to be interested to taking the full advantage of the essence of this precious human rebirth. And secondly is how to take full advantage of this precious human rebirth, which is through meditation on death and impermanence and so forth. So here, regard to the first section, which is an exhortation to take full advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity. And the reason for that is because why we waste this precious human rebirth without any sense of regret, without a sense of loss. The reason being that because we have not identified, we have not been able to recognize or understand, identify this precious human rebirth, you know, this current state. So in order for us to not end up in the state of wasting this precious human rebirth, therefore one must contemplate this life or this precious human rebirth of leisure and opportunity, endowments, understanding it to possess great meaning, you know, it has potential to accomplish great meaning, and then also that this rebirth is extremely difficult to obtain. So if one contemplates it like this, and one will come to a conclusion that if one wastes this precious human rebirth, then one would be extremely sorrowful or regretful at the time of death, and that would be extreme great loss to just waste it like that. So therefore, that also coming to a concluding understanding that if one does not practice the Buddha Dharma, if one does not cultivate the spiritual path, you know, then there is no other way. You know, there's no other way of not wasting this precious human rebirth. So therefore, this for this purpose, then one goes into this section. Yes. So then the top of page 118, it says that this taking the full advantage of a life of leisure opportunity is explained in terms of three aspects. Firstly, identifying the various forms of leisure and opportunity associated with this rebirth. Secondly, contemplating its great importance or potential. And thirdly, contemplating the difficulty or the rarity of attaining such a state of rebirth. So within these three, now we've come to the first one, the identification of leisure and opportunity. Yes.
Mm. 다기 건데 소소만네 도도 된지다 된데게니 잡된지 그래서 근데 될람나가 진고레스 소인지다 동보네 단조세 대한 내용은 동본 도데 소소 동본에 연대를 먼저 두바레스 난 도두바 첨지 동조 로아트 진네 첨지 임발다 검지 봉야 대요 출연 넘버다 봐서 출연 넘버다 봐서 뭐이나 근데 될라 때문에 돈돌아서 봐도 안녕하이다 근데게는 뭐지 뽐비 다와 톱도 그래서 소원이 말 너의 것
So here, as mentioned before, these teachings have as their support the various sutras and classical scriptures as a support, and then also it is adorned with the various instructions of the lineage masters. So here, in order to explain this point regarding leisure and opportunity, here it quotes from the sutras. So the sutra here is a verse summary of the Professional Wisdom 8,000 lines. And then here it says that through ethical discipline, you eliminate the inconditions that lack leisure and many circumstances in life as an animal. Through it, you always attain leisure. So therefore, what we call leisure here is attained through keeping your vows purely, training thoroughly ethical discipline. Then one is able to, through that practice, one is able to abandon the eight conditions that lack leisure for practicing Dharma. So if one is able to keep training pure ethical discipline, then one attains the leisurely state for practice of Dharma that is free from the eight conditions that lack leisure. Yes.
Murda. Mekomba se tandata je wa che. Mekomba je do chayin do kona da chudu ba komba cha. Da chudu ba komba yin de da wa as chudu ba da wa che. Ya de ne mekomba je bo kare se na na go mo ru gi shi chen le. Logo tama din do tonro ni je da ni do nya wa che wa da. Jawe kame ba ma phakup do na lo che wa. Len shi ku kwa ni. 체린산이 공용으로만의 제화시점의 흠정제보 대다동원차의 콤바니인 네? 제화 도비되던 매번도 시선 못하러 인자다 네 몸을 누르게 롱된 자시 다 자보다 좀 하지 근데 자보다 땡이되는 안에 담당 매콤 지혜범비 다바는 예대어리 단다 매콤 지혜범비 다바는 예대어 네 깜나 제화 도비되던 매번도 쓰다 단다 호발라 내년지 공원계 제바테 도비 탑지 예수님들 코바 도비 탑지 예수 근데 코바 도벌지비 탑텔라 아다 땐 델레 사바야 말이 네 값에 도벌지 거래
So here to say here explains the word leisure. So here it says leisure means freedom from rebirth in any of the eight conditions that like leisure. So here in the Tibetan text, the word mikomba is being used, which is also has another connotation of lacking leisure, or lacking the freedom to practice. So therefore, when one is free from the eight conditions that lack this, lack leisure for our practice, then one achieves a human rebirth, or achieves a rebirth that has leisure to practice Dharma. So anyway, these eight conditions are here stated in the text, the friendly letter. So this friendly letter here is a text by Nagarjuna, which is a text in the form of a letter that was written to the great master, which the great master Nagarjuna wrote to his friend, which is a king. And then here within it, it mentions this verse and to be reborn of wrong views and so forth, the various eight conditions all the way to the end. So therefore, it says strive to end birth. So here what the essence of this verse says is that having attained such a leisurely rebirth, free from these eight states of non-leisure, so one should strive to stop rebirth, to stop birth, you know, uncontrolled birth, which is the essence of the cyclic existence, the samsara. So which is one of the features of cyclic existence. So one should strive to stop that with this, having achieved this leisurely human rebirth. Yes. So so here, basically, we're saying that the best rebirth to attain liberation from cycle existence to accomplish that is the human rebirth. Yes.
Rita, corn of Jimmy Jubilee, your talk with the Chiba Chase. Rita, Tomone, Sonje, Jarica, my patron, said, Sonje Jitan, my hook cup. Sonje Jitan, my hook cup, the little chumba in the da, chew your manva, chew me on yinza, and my compacha the ore. Da, Sonje Jitan, the chon, the chew song yon, your talk with the Lalo and the Chiba Yina. Your takupsida. Any change you didn't chew on a yon, number day chew mayanza, any chew to be a commia merit. The million do your takup the jiva said chief. Ta, Lenku don, yana, the noa somaton, umbomaton. In Maria, Lenku said any chujit on that sheva yina yon, gom topki, yi lemma. Rida, nakuwa, yana, noa somaton, umbomaton. The little by yina.
So within these eight states and eight conditions that are free, that lack leisure, so these are divided into two groups, that which is related to a human being, and that which is not directly referring to the human being. So those are directly related or referring to a human being. Firstly, here, when it talks about the teachings, he says here, describes here in the text, the conqueror's word, which means that the Buddha's teachings not appearing in this earth. So one must, if one is born at this earth during a time when the Buddha's teachings do not exist, for the teachings to exist, firstly, the Buddha has to come to this earth. So if the Buddha comes, does not descend upon this earth and teach the Dharma, you know, then there's no Dharma teaching to practice or cultivate. So even having the Buddha born, having the Buddha descend upon this earth and teach Buddha Dharma, but then if one is physically born in the place or a bodily region whereby the Dharma has not spread, you know, then at that point of time, then one does not have the leisure or the opportunity to practice the Dharma. So this is the second one. That even if one is born in the place where the Dharma, at a time when the Buddha has descended, the teachings exist, and that in the born a place where the Dharma has spread, but if one has a physical and mental disabilities that incapacitate oneself such that one cannot have full comprehension of the Buddhist teachings. Here he mentions being mute or being deaf, being unable, having incomplete sensory faculties or not having mental capacity to fully comprehend the Buddhist teachings when they're being taught to you. Then this becomes a major obstruction to practicing the Dharma. So then the fourth one related to a human being is wrong views, you know, having very gross wrong views that stand in the way for the understanding and comprehending the Dharma. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So then the other four states that are not related to, or directly related to a human being, are being born in the three lower realms, as well as being born in the realm of a long life God. So here, when it mentions about the terms such as not being born in the border region or being born in the central region, being born in the central region and so forth, so these can have two connotations. Can have two connotations of from a geographical point of view. It can be understood within a geographical connotation, and also within a spiritual or dharma connotation. So, from a geographical point of view, the middle land or the middle region, the central land or region, refers to Bodh Gaya, and it's four corresponding directions of north, south, east, and west. Then there are demarcations, like within this is the central region and beyond that is the border regions and so forth. So from the Dharma point of view, the Dharmic description of the central land is a place where the four types of followers roam, within that region, physically roam in that region. So here the four followers are referring to the groups of fully ordained monks, fully ordained nuns, novice monks, and novice nuns. So these four types of practitioners, when they are replete and residing, when all of them, the representatives of these four groups are residing or replete in a specific region, and that is called the central land or central region. So for example, the place where we are now has these four groups of four types of followers or practitioners, so therefore it is a place that is complete with four types of practitioners, so it can be called a central land.
Yes. 다 대자도 집에 있나 주제비 주의 단다 시도고요 말이 나도 된다만 집에 따위야 단다 야구 종이야 삼리가와 공부야 이 말이 다 녹자제 있나 어느 손님이 되는지 정말 용어나요 소수 녹자대가 온게 그래다 그래다 대두슈이 말이 녹자대 근데 녹자제 많이 받아요 총 근데 제대로 매일 매일 공부해도 잘하지 따위야 삼리지
So here, having incomplete sensory faculties doesn't refer to mere physical inabilities, because as long as one is able to understand the meaning of the Dharma, you know, to have an actual comprehension of the Buddha Dharma, then you know one is not physically impaired, you know, or mentally impaired to understand the teachings. So this is the meaning of this. When it talks about the freedom. Or the leisure to practice the Dharma. So also when one, so here also the, it talks about the wrong views. So here wrong views refers to holding on to the view that misconceives the existence of the three jewels, and you know, it thinks that the three jewels, rejects the existence of the three jewels, rejects the existence of karma and its results, and rejects the former and future lives, and that saying that there are no past lives and no future lives. So therefore, these are like wrong views. So even if the Buddha were to physically descend upon this earth, and then give the teachings abide in this earth, in this time, on the earth in this time, and then for us to be born into such a period of, or this era of the availability of the Buddha's teachings. However, due to wrong views, we could reject the Buddha's teaching. So therefore, the wrong views is considered the worst of all eight conditions that lack leisure, or all the four conditions that in the human realms that lack leisure. So therefore, one should meditate on these various freedom from these eight various states that prevent oneself from practicing the Dharma. So then one should generate joy in one's mind. Yes.
Mm. 메콤바세야 연소섬도 다체는 뭐지 아 다니 소섬도 집에 있나 에 근데 동화진 나네 에 주차비 깜매 봐 동화진 나지 진짜 아 맞이 주게 넣어요 이제 가고 지 에 같이 주게 넣어 집에 있나요 동화진 나네 주 주비 값이 한 마리 주는 말이 써 아 대요 아래다 정로도 집에 있나네 에 그래다 렌지 때문에 봐 되게 주의도 안 갖고 오면 해요. 나도 돈로네 이다도 와서 자기요. 그 주의 삼는 게 아니라 이다 가시니 주는 못 봐요. 되게 주신나 공에 된다 용해요. 이나요 뒤공부 동안 이나도 요한이서 주의 아버지 제도 오면 해요. 근데 된다 맞지 봤다며 선배지.
So here the regards to the four conditions, they are not directly related to a human rebirth. Then here, firstly, it talks about being born in the being born in the three lower realms. Then when one is born in such miserable states of existences, then one does not have the leisure to practice the Dharma, Buddha Dharma, simply because one is being constantly tormented by the various sufferings. So therefore, one is unable to practice the Dharma under such miserable conditions. And also, if one is not undergoing intense suffering, one does not have the ability to practice the Dharma, you know, to comprehend the Dharma, such as in the case of rebirth in the animal realms. Animals are unable to comprehend the Buddha Dharma and to cultivate it. And so slightly better than that, you know, is the rebirth, you know, beings were reborn in the hungry ghost realm, because in the hungry ghost realm, there are indeed some hungry ghosts that have interest or faith, you know, towards the Buddha Dharma, and when they are being taught the Buddha Dharma, then they are able to comprehend it. You know, some of these hungry ghosts, however, due to the torment of hunger and thirst, they are unable to practice the Buddha Dharma. Yes.
Some 네 이 말이다. 삼대 집에 내 제나 아니 나는 비심에 봐서야 돼. 돈에 건비서도 요새다 그런 대사게 내로 소르듯이 요한 거. 그래서 삼대 집안은 드르비체 와서 사바 일단 드르비체 와 제가 삼대 집에 내 집동 다티 소르지란 비심에 봐. 그래서 대사게 내지 요한 거. 근데 된된 드시면 뭐 해야 돼? 예. 지연도 보면 지성 삼마지. 10에서나 다시에도 삼마지. 대마도 선도 선조라고 담진가? 다 개와 태야면 맞지. 예. 다 동안요 태야면 다 동안도 요만 맞아. 된데 전에는 까바 몸보는 내 되게 와. 근데 대제도 마사지 하게는 개와 몸보지. 예. 그러다 개인 털다 때네 대지 버리 대네 까봐 몸보질라 몸에 개비 잡은 드베트세 아니 개와 사드네 드베야 메체디 다 두슈지 차데요 면선해 도가서 면선이 이나 동안 용요리 동안 용한데 어떻게 나르사지 먹여 세는고요 아 단단히 개와 세는고요 이제 텐데체네다 두시메 와서 야지요 대람마치 바탕이야 삼마치
So therefore, to rejoice that we are not born in the three lower realms. So here, then it talks about being born in the God realms. The fourth condition is not being born as a deity of long life, the godly being of long life. Here it refers to one who lacks discrimination and lives in the formless realm, as well as the deity. In the desire realm, who is constantly being distracted by activities of desire. So here, when one is being born in this the heavenly state, you know, of the fourth meditative stabilization, here the deities here like discrimination in one area. It says in one area of great fruit. So here, this obviously this region called
great result. And then within that, one of this realm of that is the condition of the unconscious state.
So in the fourth heavenly realm, the heavenly realm of the fourth meditative stabilization, there is a land called the great fruit. And within that, there is a region called, in the region in which the God, rebirth, one is reborn in this state, where there's one realm in which the deities, one is reborn as a deity who lacks discrimination, in one area of this land. So this, it says that this area is set up from the rest of the land, in the way that the monastery suffer and lay settlement. So anyway, if one is born as a deity within this realm, then basically they like a monastery away from the city. So basically when the deities are being born, when you're being born when you take rebirth as a deity in such a state, then basically what happens is that your mind is inactive in the sense that all your gross, gross minds and mental factors are being suppressed, being suppressed. So therefore, even though in that state one does not undergo actual hardships and sufferings to that standard way of Dharma practice, but simply because the mind is constantly inactive, therefore one is unable to, one remains in this state of meditative concentration for long periods of time. For eons, so therefore one is unable to practice the Buddha Dharma. So when one is in such a state, when one simply exhausts one's positive karma accumulated from previous lives, one based on the positive karma accumulated from previous lives, one achieves such a state. But however, by remaining in this state, what happens is that what is merely exhausting one's previously accumulated positive karma. And then, so after that, you know, then when the karma is being finished, when the karma is being finished and one falls to the lower realms, I'm sorry, so this part says that when one is being born in this realm, there are only two points of time when one has actual thought. When one is being actually born into that realm, then one has the thought that I'm being born. And then one immediately, the moment following that, one immediately enters into this state of meditative absorption. And at the end of that, during that process, then one continuously exhausts one's previously accumulated positive karma. And then when the karma is exhausted in the last moment of their existence in that realm, then they generate a thought that, oh, I'm going to die. Then they die from that realm and they fall into the lower realms. They fall to a rebirth in the lower realms. And experience various sufferings. So in general, you know, when one is reborn into the lower realms, you know, that can be understood as good in the sense that the negative karma is being exhausted when one is being born in the lower realms. However, being born in this particular realm of the long life gods, you know, then what one is doing is one is exhausting one's positive karma instead. So therefore, this is a state that one should not, one should pray not to be reborn in.
So unconscious, no awareness. So only awareness at the beginning and end of the life. So in current time, unconscious. So but conclusion was much of a saying that the Lord and the sufferings, the as a result of the karma. So but explaining that you finished the negative karma, but here you are finishing the good karma. So actually it looks this one worse than the Lord. That's what I would say. Being in this form, even this form realm. So.
Nimarda, this is Mabao Sayam De, and the Sims of Simjo Rawa Tendela, Jonta, the Sims of Joa Parka, and this thing is the Comichene, eh? Is it in the Yomi or it? Then I saw Tanda Namdo Momoji de Vigala, and is him Machibis on the same logo you have become Namdo Shada Mavicana, Chibis on the Yomi. The tendency and then Simpsons or Rapa Tamchika, a tendency gom, gom there, and the team driven up, a tanda, a tendency chair, Javan. Indeed, that has one love and noisy and the change is a magic, Basaya. Tender gombayena, and this on your name. The tendency and the Sajin get it, such a bendity. Nimbus Saja Chegoma Pachet, Tundu Jurin Jurus. だ、ようなね、んてべちゃわちぐれ。そんぐれ。んで、てそんごやてんでちゃろ。で、ゴムじゃでこな。あ、ゴムどんましばいな。じゃ、いらまじばちゴムてんでちゃわいな。か、あ、でしめばたぶだ。ようなえ、連国、んろでちゃろ。だ、かし、だとんどまじばいな、んてべちゃわ。あ、せんせんどぎわたんめてけ。てんでるちゃやきにかよ。むじ
So here when one is being also when one engages in meditation, experiencing the rebirth in the state of no discrimination, then the reason for that is that, you know, some people, when they cultivate meditation, they do so on the basis of stopping or ceasing the gross minds as well as the gross mental factors. So when one, and then on the basis of ceasing these gross mind and mental factors, they cultivate meditative concentration. So as we can see, when we have a lot of an abundance or influx of discursive thoughts or superstition, then at that point of time, we experience a lot of unhappiness in our mind streams. You know, there's a lot of discomfort in our mind streams. However, when once a discursive thought or superstitions, you know, come to a lesser degree, then we experience relative amount of bliss, you know, or comfort. So therefore, some people meditate by stopping all their gross minds, gross thoughts, as well as mental factors, and then cultivating meditation on, you know, such forms of meditation. So then one experiences such results. So if, as mentioned before, if one follows the method of the Hashang, the Chinese meditation master called Hashang, you know, so he propagated the meditation on no thought, you know. So if one meditates in such a way, then one would achieve a result similar to this. So as also, as Rinpoche quoted from Sakyapandita saying, that if one is, one doesn't know the proper modes of meditation, proper way of meditation, then one ends up achieving a result, you know, of non-discrimination, a state of no discriminative thought, or one ends up as a foolish rebirth, as a foolish animal that is unable to understand and comprehend the Dharma. And then, so if one puts a, you know, if one meditates by stopping gross minds and mental factors, then one achieves rebirths such as those, as mentioned in the text, in the area of the great fruit, the land of the fourth, the meditative stabilization, whereby one is born as a deity without lacking any form of discrimination.
In this summit, TV, Susuji Wate, Macombate. In the summit, TV, and Papa, and the younger, it is all, Macomb Segmara. In the summit, TV, Soja de, Taki de Sono, Chiva, Yiki Chiva, and the G song, somewhat. And the Shivet and the Chicken Dog, Samajimato, Pintina, and Yambasiani. Veta Kaba Mombo, attendance. The Hibri. Attended Chiva Yina.
Yes. So, at this point in time, then, when we are, if we're born in the formless realm, if we're being born, if we take rebirth in the formless realm, right, because there's no form in that realm, you know, one is unable to practice the Buddha Dharma, cultivate the Buddha Dharma. So, however, this is not referring to the Aryas, you know, or the noble beings or the superior beings who exist in the formless realms, and this does not refer to them, but refers specifically to the sentient beings or the ordinary beings. They are born in such realms. As mentioned before, that we are, when you're born in that realm, you have only two moments of thought, you know, at the beginning where you have the thought that you're being born into this realm, and at the end when you have the thought that you're dying from this realm, and in between that one stays in deep meditative concentration for long periods of eons, and so therefore one is unable to practice Dharma in that. So having not taken rebirth in such a state, one should meditate and joy in that.
だ。え、電話ね、え、カジェに中華側に行ってんで、あの、だね、運営はし。だ、あ、カジェに、え、ファイン、ドヨンの遠心地ね。で、だからし、え、それだ、テレ遠心地さんのチャ。で、中途で、え、カプターに見えてき。え、今だ、だ、ドダラに、え、中心地に行ってんでよ。うん。だ、じゃあ、人気、え、その、なんだ。
ジュジュズミトバテンでジャジンテンでチュシェバンヨグヨチル。だからこのそんなもんとでなんかね、ngawo So then it mentions also about the deities that are being taking rebirth as a deity of the desire realm that is constantly distracted by sensual pleasures. So within this, then there are beings. If one takes rebirth as a deity in such realm, then within that there are some deities that have the good fortune, you know, to meet the Dharma, to listen to the Dharma. However, the rest of the deities basically are very distracted or attached desirelessly attached to distractions, you know, of sensual pleasures. So therefore, under such conditions, they do not have the freedom or leisure to practice the Dharma. So there have been instances of bodhisattvas manifesting as Indra, king of the gods, and so forth, to teach the Dharma. So the gods basically hear like a sound in the sky, such as the sound of the drum sound. The sound of the drum that when it's being, what it emanates, it resonates with the sound of Buddhist teachings on impermanence, on selflessness, as well as impermanence, suffering, and selflessness. So, however, despite hearing such sounds, because the gods are so attached to their distractions, therefore they are unable to be to practice the Dharma. So, therefore, it is excellent that we are not born in such a state.
Na, nimbara mekomba, jeda chave hende tava pobyaji. Tan yogachyo, nen yogachyo seya dela, nimban yogame nile rongjong ane, meni uchi ombuto nen tamala nile te chibawo. Dela uzi chibane, kol namji jivayo se chibawo. Ombuto ane, nen gusu masa jaya nade nina, ta mena so tonga o. Nimbara, nen tam maloba ne, tamme tisa se chibu ma ima, nele taban jine jine ukachyo tenye chibi.
So therefore, then being free from these eight conditions, therefore we have this leisurely rebirth. We have the leisure to practice the Buddha Dharma. Then we move on to the second half of the page 119. In which is it talks about the various opportunities for practicing the Buddha Dharma. So there are the five aspects of opportunity to pertain to yourself, to the individual practitioner. So the first opportunity is being born as a human, so similar to that before. The second is that of being born in the central region. So as mentioned before, being born in the region where the four members of the monastic community roam or reside. And then the third is not being born, having complete sensory faculties, so that it's similar to before. Then the fourth, it says here, having reversible karma. So here, having reversible karma means not having created the five uninterrupted heinous crimes or having caused others to do so. So the five uninterrupted heinous crimes refer to killing one's own father, killing one's mother, killing an arhat, and causing this disunity or discord in the Sangha community, as well as causing blood to flow from a Buddha's body. So therefore, these are the five uninterrupted crimes. So if one has engaged in this, then in this lifetime, one would not have the good fortune to achieve the state of an arhat. And also after this lifetime, then one is reborn directly into the hell realms, you know, without any interruption, without it being, without this process being interrupted by any other rebirth or states. So therefore, it's called the uninterrupted karma, negative karma, because one is being born directly into the hell realms due to right after death because of the heaviness of it. And then here, the fifth opportunity is having, it says you're having faith in the source. So here, faith in the source refers to having faith in the discipline. So the word here is mentioned in the text, discipline, because even though here discipline does not refer solely to Vinaya, but to the three baskets of the teaching, the Sutra, the Abhidharma, and the Vinaya. So the reason being that all of these baskets of teachings, the primary function is to subdue or to tame the mind stream, the mental continuum of sentient beings. So they are themselves methods to tame the mind streams of sentient beings. So it refers to these three baskets as discipline. So now we should rejoice in our opportunity, having that we all have these opportunities, which you generally join towards that. Yes.
그러다 참명하게 농게 견디지 이행해 봐서야 다 이제 대지방 연습이 차치면서야 돼 손지 샤주가 감마도 매버리 근데 나도 돼 매버리 근데 제가 견디더니 견호시라 제가 견딜 수가 없어 근데 손이 제는 만두가 차는데 만두가 쟁해야 되나 견디지 이행해 봐 세계 어디 니 받아 침무래 얘는 참여해서야 돼, 된 말이야. 얘는 참여해서야 돼, 돈바시아 죽을 겁니다. 돈비 콜, 세진이 콜은 소스 파, 총치. 다 대형하네, 다 대해서게, 마도, 니마치, 진요 말이야. 세진이 파, 콜은 자치, 도세, 대제를 주인아, 그런 게, 시, 다 도세를 되는데, 샤리버게, 대제 소리. 공인물이
Within these five uninterrupted heinous crimes, then of the two that refer to sowing discord or causing disharmony in the monastic community and causing blood to flow from the Buddha's body, these two are possible only during the Buddha's time. So here the word gendun or sangha, you know, referring to the monastic community, then is generally described as a gathering of four fully ordained monks, and then so if one were to cause so discord between these four members of of sangha to cause them to separate or to stand on two sides, then this is a very heavy negative karma. However, it does not become the negative karma of the actual uninterrupted karma of sowing discord in the Sangha. The reason being that during the Buddha's time, the actual occurrence of that happened during the Buddha's time, and that when the Buddha's cousin Devadatta then brought some of Buddha's followers aside and actually taught his own version of the Dharma to them. However, this did not last more than one day, because shortly after that, Shariputra came and brought them, convinced them to return to the Sangha. So during that short period of time, Devadatta actually committed this uninterrupted crime of splitting the Sangha community. And then the other one mentioned is that, if a harmful mind causing the blood to flow from the Buddha's body. So this is done through using weapons and rocks and so forth, various forms of artillery to cause harm to the Buddha's body and blood to flow. And again, this we did not do. So we have this opportunity. We're free from having engaged in such negative actions.
That thing about that, wrong doing us. That is wrong to do the wrong thing. And the truth to be, changing into your ways, wrong your song.
So these are called the opportunity pertaining to yourself, you know, in the sense that they are related directly to yourself, you know, the individual practitioner, and they're also an opportunity to practice the Dharma. So therefore, they're called the five aspects of opportunity that pertain to yourself.
Mm-hmm. 담배 주도면 손재사 대인이 될 주도마 주땜만에 만에 손재신 주땜만에 양년에 만대 받도 돈으로 담배 먹는 쪽에서 이제 두비치 많이 안 봐오 주인네 받지는 이번에 주도 받은 이제 저원은 담배 중고 저도 들여 받았네 제다도 받아 담배 받지는 이거 이제 이제 생년도 받지만 집마 보도 집나기 주인으로서 대봐 대안에 전주도 주도 주도빈 차진 인비 전주로 연산의 시비 전주시네 다다 마서 오는 담배 주도마도 주땜만 남 내받아 去那边的人是有个什么的人就把从那个人哦你买到得了人用啊是要的大家都没到个送进去店的穷的搞明白那送进去店的穷的用他去买点买个买一把去店的搞明白那送进的人用的买点个把劲的这他去店的地主去 냠스는데 가르세나 아 그비지 주과지 손제 주때 마던 라베 디 주도 마요아지 남메 주때 마나 때네 에니 냠뇨 도바제 된게 에 힘게로 에니 대제 도바제 된게 때라 무이타 제네 진주지 냠네 제게 용거래 근데 텐데인데 대제 진주 막 총그래서 다 젠제 선행제 와서도 주중에나 에 진다나 소비 다 좋아져만 와 텐데 송고래 아 됐네
So then on page 120 it talks about the five aspects of opportunity to pertain to others. So the first opportunity is that a Buddha has visited or a Buddha has descended upon this realm, human earthly realm, and then not only has the Buddha descended, but also secondly the Buddha had actually taught the Dharma. When the Buddha had taught the turned the Dharma, we have taught the Dharma, and thirdly, for the moment of time, for the time when the Buddha attained enlightenment and turned the wheel of Dharma. Until the time of Parinirvana, then the Buddha's teachings had remained in this world. You know that there were actual practitioners cultivating. These teachings did not degenerate but remain in this world. And then fourthly, that there are followers, those who follow. So there are actual people that cultivated during that period of time. People that actually cultivated teachings, achieved realizations. And also, that became like an inspiration for others to follow, who actually followed these teachings and also cultivated the path as well. So these are the four conditions. However, here Lama Tsongkhapa says that they are at present incomplete for us, but if one refers to the, Nagarjuna's text. However, here one can consider an approximation of three of these four. So here the approximation is that we can solve a similar kind of a opportunity, because firstly the first one is that similar to a Buddha having descended. So even during the time of Nagarjuna's appearance or existence in this world, these conditions were also were incomplete for him as well. However, Lama Tsongkhapa says one can consider an approximation of these, because one, with regards to the Buddha, one can consider a similarity to these, because with regards to the Buddha descending on this earth, we have an actual, virtuous friend that imparts these teachings in accordance with the Buddha's words. And then, and secondly, with regards to teaching the Dharma, then there are the teaching of the Buddha that the virtuous friend actually imparts to us. And thirdly, there are also actual followers of the teachings, in the sense that with regards to the teachings of the Buddha imparted by the virtuous friend, then there are followers of these teachings. People are engaged in them, practice them, achieve realizations, and also become an inspiration for others to follow, practice the Dharma in accordance with that. So this is the similar approximations, to these opportunities. Then the fifth opportunity here is it says here, caring for others. So this caring for others refers to the presence of sponsors that are able to provide for the conditions for practitioners to cultivate the path. So these are called the five aspects of opportunity that pertain to others, because they are not arisen from one's own side, but rather they are derived from others. Yes.
So
if one follows this paragraph, then it says, have the capacity to perceive the sublime teaching, they understand this through the very knowledge of the ultimate sublime teachings measured at birth. So these ultimate sublime teachings here refer to the truth of cessation, as well as the true cessation and true path of the four truths. So and also referring to the conventional dharma that was taught in the scriptures by the Buddha.
Yes.
Therefore here, as mentioned before, that one is So here mentioned before, the ultimate teachings refer to the realized attainments of the true cessation and true path amongst the four truths, and the Buddhist scriptures are the actual the conventional dharma. Yes. So here the mentioned before that we are free from the eight conditions that lack leisure to practice the Buddha dharma, and here Lama Tsongkhapa mentions that that with regards to these five aspects of opportunity that pertain to others, these are not replete in us, from the five conditions, four of them are not complete for us. Leaving out the last one, so the previous four. And then, so therefore when Lama Tsongkhapa composed the In the text Foundation of All Qualities, then Lama Tsongkhapa mentions this life of leisure is difficult to obtain, finally obtain. So it's regards Lama Tsongkhapa mentions the word leisure. This leisurely physical basis is more precious than a wishful and jewel. So the reason why Lama Tsongkhapa mentions the word leisurely only is due to this reason here, this portion that he wrote in the Lamrim Chenmo. Yes.
Yeah, Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned in the foundation of quality the body having the freedom is much more precious than which could only jewel. But Lama Tsongkhapa did not say so. The leisure or the freedom. So he mentioned the eight freedom can eight leisure or eight freedom ten receptacles or ten richness. So Lama Tsongkhapa there only mentioned Tibet and the body which has eight freedoms. So I did not mention the, you see, the ten say, receptacles or ten receptacles. So I did not mention that. So the reason why I didn't mention the second part was because this actually not qualified this from the five things received from oneself, the five receptacles that received from others. So by leaving the last one, receiving support from others with compassion, by leaving the rest of the four, so not actually qualified. So that's why we have similar ones, but not actual those four. in these verses, but in the Lamrim teachings, composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, did not mention so the beginning part in the foundation of quality, Tibetan and this body, which is freedom, is more precious than which kind of jewel. Then Tibetan is not such a
Buddha. Lenjin yibbe Tibetan.
No, Lenjin yibbe Tibetan Sunti. Lenjin yibbe Tibetan Sunti. No. This precious body. This precious body, which has a freedom, that's found just one time. So they also did not mention about the jawa, the receptacles.
So therefore we are being free from these eight conditions that lack leisure. So therefore we have the leisure to cultivate the Buddha Dharma. And on top of that, then we also have the various opportunities or supportive conditions that aid us to engage in the practice of Buddha Dharma, such as the five opportunities pertaining to others, the five opportunities pertaining to oneself. So therefore, under such conditions, when all these are complete, replete, if one does not cultivate the Buddha Dharma at this point of time, then when will one engage in practice of Buddha Dharma? So one should think in such a way. So please put in actual practice what all the teachings that we have just listened.